USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tropical storm Isaias is now accelerating and speeding up the mid-Atlantic coastline, still with gusty winds of nearly 70 miles an hour at times, but it's mostly the rain that's making news. It's dumped 6 and 7 inches of rain on parts of Maryland, Virginia, and Delaware. So far, the heaviest damage, though, was reported earlier in North Carolina. That's where the storm spawned a tornado that's blamed for at least one fatality. New Yorkers are bracing for the arrival of the storm. Mayor Bill de Blasio says he's most concerned about flooding from the heavy rains. They've set up some barriers in Lower Manhattan to try to hold back the waters. He's also urging New Yorkers to spend a few hours not going outside until the storm has passed, headed ultimately for southern New England. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, it's the greatest thing in the world. I can't imagine where I'd be without it. You know, I feel 20 years old again, and I want to continue to stay in shape. I understand the oversaturation in the market and the resulting cynicism that people have, but Balance of Nature works for anybody and everybody. And as much as it's a today product, it's a product for the future for me. I am the most satisfied customer in the world. I don't know what I would do without it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
President Trump indicating he's still a bit miffed at the late civil rights icon Congressman John Lewis, who died recently. In an interview with Axios yesterday, the president mentioned several times that Lewis, a longtime Democratic Georgia congressman who died at the age of 80 last month, did not come to his inauguration or his State of the Union speeches. The president saying he couldn't, quote, say one way or the other when asked if he thought Lewis was impressive. Trump saying later that Lewis was a person devoted to a lot of energy and heart in the civil rights campaigns, but added there were many others like him also. President Trump and his company facing a probe of alleged insurance and bank fraud, according to Manhattan DA Cyrus Vance, who yesterday made a court filing seeking the president's tax returns, corporate and personal, for 8 years. The president says,
this is a continuation of the worst witch hunt in American history.
And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The U.S. Justice Department is now investigating Army Private Vanessa Guillen's death. President Trump met with Guillen's mother and two sisters last Thursday in the Oval Office, and they reportedly offered him legislation named for the 26-year-old, or I should say 20-year-old, from Houston, who was murdered by another soldier at Fort Hood. The I Am Vanessa Guillen Act aims to create a third-party agency that would handle sexual harassment claims in the U.S. military. A new survey by a left-leaning group claims most Minneapolis residents want to dismantle that city's police department. The survey done by Benenson Strategy Group, commissioned by the American Civil Liberties Union and the Fairness Project, it says 56% of Minneapolis voters would support a new community safety department replacing the police. 30% of respondents say they wouldn't support the measure. 14% say they're undecided. A Florida woman is on an emotional roller coaster after a hospital mix-up. Kristen Chapman got a call last week from a hospital that her husband had died from COVID-19. 7 hours later, she got another call that her husband was still alive. Chapman says she doesn't understand how that kind of miscommunication can happen in an American hospital. Her 39-year-old husband has since been moved to a different hospital but is expected to recover. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.